Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
On a fantastic Tuesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear here, vibing in the zone of LOTL Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Victoria. Thank you, my love, for joining us last week. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new EP, Lovers, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. A lot to get into. Everyone had a fantabulous weekend. In today's artist spotlight, we are going to be blessed today to have a very talented artist, and she goes by the name of Rebecca Howell. So we're going to wait for her to call in so we can vibe in the zone. And for those who are tuning in, you can also catch up with us on iHeartRadio. We are streaming live. Also on Google Play Store Music, iTunes, TuneIn, Podbean, we are everywhere. So what I need to do, take a little quick two-and-two, a little brief information, get a little cup of tea, add some honey to it as always, as we get started, the LOTL Radio. So...
And I didn't quite understand the real reason why I wasn't the kind of guy in your life. Said you got me tired of him on the couch, playing that damn game every day and night. And when were you gonna get some time? Cause that PlayStation, she went online and started new relations. She didn't know why her man was playing these games. All she knew, she didn't love him the way. She left him cause that PlayStation, she met her friend and wanted sensation. She don't know why her man was playing these games. All she know, she didn't love him the way. Your friends are all dead wrong. Telling you your man is too damn wrong. Yeah. Not to pay you attention. Oh, yeah. Now why the sun was punching on control? Control. Be sitting there sipping on Patron. And doing them freaking things to you. Give my man some real death. Tell him the truth and gon' call it a wrap. face that I like playing to.
She has a new hit single out called No Lip, and she goes by the name of Rebecca Howell. So on behalf of the Zone and the Teddy Bear, it's my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the very talented and very captivating Rebecca Howell. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing so good. How are you?
Thank you so much. I am doing wonderful, and I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us today. And first and foremost, I want to say something. I've looked at The Voice and other music shows periodically over the years, and I can say the time that you were on there, you were one of the very few artists that I can actually say, when you were singing from the heart. And I find that very special, because in today's industry, that's so few and far between. And I wanted to ask you, from a personal perspective, you give so much of yourself through your music when you sing. Does it ever, at any point, does it become so much taxing because you evoke so emotion through your music?
Well, I definitely do feel like I get very connected when I sing with whatever song that I'm doing. I try to connect on a personal level with it, so that you know, is portrayed through my performance, so that people can really feel what I'm saying through my performance.
Now, you got a new single out, No Lip, and you know how the industry can be somewhat fickle, to say the least. When can we expect either an EP or an album from you?
So, this is kind of like a kind of first time I've ever really talked about this, but I'm actually finishing up recording my EP at the end of this month.
Wonderful.
So we are in the process of deciding when a release date will be, but as of right now, it will probably be sometime toward the end of this year, but we are going to be recording at the end of this.
Oh, unfortunately, family, I believe we lost Rebecca temporarily. It's okay. We no need to fear. The Teddy Bear is here. We'll get her back online. But just for those who are tuning in late, no need to fear. We got you covered. And also, be sure to purchase our new single, No Lip. It is available as we speak. And to catch up with her and get all the upcoming dates and also record release and album release, catch up with her on Twitter. That's at Twitter. It's at I Am Rebecca Howell. And also on Instagram at Instagram.com, Rebecca Howell Music. We got her back on live. Lost
Thank
in
you
sound.
So much. I'm so sorry. That's the technical difficulties. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It is quite all right. Well, now you have me really extra excited to know that you got an album coming out, so we can't wait to get some more music from you. Secondly, one thing that I've noticed in the industry, that people like to label artists. They want to put them in a little box and keep them there. How would you describe yourself as an artist?
You know, I don't necessarily want to say that I'm in any particular box. Obviously, I'm rooted a lot in country music, but I feel like as a vocalist, I'm also very versatile. So, like, I also really enjoy singing, like, you know, pop music, and I also enjoy singing some soul and some R&B, and I think you'll kind of hear that a little bit on my EP. I think you'll hear some different kind of sounds. I mean, they all are rooted in country, but I like to feel like I can take other genres and kind of, you know, do my own thing and mix things up and just kind of create something different.
Who are some of your greatest? We all have people that inspire us to be great or to achieve greatness. If you could count on your hand just five people that you can name right off the bat, who were some of the people that you just really inspired you just to be, not just to be a great person, but also to be a great artist?
Okay, so five people right off hand. So obviously, not even just like famous people, but I guess the first people that I would put, if they don't have to be famous people, do they have to be famous people or just anybody?
Just anyone.
So I would definitely say that my parents, my mom and dad, have really inspired me. Well, they raised me. They raised me to be the person that I am today. So right offhand, I would definitely say my parents, my grandmother, who passed away in 2017. She was a huge influence on my life. Everything I do is for her. My whole music career is basically for her, like this whole process and everything through the show and everything I did in her honor. And then if I had to pick like two more, I'll do some like famous people. Carrie Underwood was a huge inspiration for me as a child. Her music, who she is as a person. She's just a fantastic artist and person. And I'll probably say Reba McEntire. She's inspired me a lot, and all her music, I love it so much. I also did one of her songs for my blind audition, so that is a special place in my heart. So those would probably be the five that I could name right offhand.
You know what's so what I find so special and unique about the people that you name, which is beautiful, because it's very rare, you know, when you have parents today, because parents can be so protective of their children, and it's certain business avenues that they don't want their children to venture, and music is one of them, because it can be so taxing, it can be so politically quote unquote, where it's not based upon talent, it's based upon look. I've seen the country music industry change so rapidly. Well, now they've incorporated rock, R&B, you name it. So I find that very, very refreshing. For you, what are some of the obstacles that you have had to experience as far as being an artist, being an independent artist at that?
Yeah, so being an independent artist is kind of tricky. Obviously, if you're signed with a label, then, you know, things are going to be semi-easier because you have a team that helps you and stuff. But even, you know, as an independent artist, the things that I probably find to be the most difficult is, like, funding, you know, because if you don't have somebody that is that funding your projects, that's all coming out of my account, and I'm in college, so, you know, it's kind of just, like, the funding aspect of things. And I think maybe like booking is kind of hard too, because, you know, you're trying to balance like writing music and making sure that you have, you know, this really great music to put out to people. And you're also trying to like manage yourself at the same time. So things like that can be kind of difficult, but, you know, it's not impossible. And I think we've been doing a really great job. I do have a semi team of people that have been by my side through the whole process that are helping me and helping me to grow as an artist and book things and write music. So not too terrible, but it does have its have its downs.
Without question. How have you managed to balance your personal life and also do music? Because I know it can be very challenging.
I mean, it can. You know, I'm trying to balance college and music and a relationship all at the same time. But honestly, like, my boyfriend is so supportive, and he helps me so much, like even with my music stuff, and he's very understanding about like if I'm like going somewhere to play and can't hang out with him or something, you know, and he's very supportive. So that part's easy, because he's pretty good about that. And as far as college goes, I haven't started back yet, but I did college while I was on the show, and I was able to balance that pretty well. I think it's all time management, really, so I just got to make sure I stay on the ball and keep everything organized.
Music to me is the strongest industry not strongest industry, but excuse me, to me, the strongest entity that can unite people, can bring people together. There are no color lines when it comes to music. Seeing you perform live, do you at any time kind of sit back and realize the kind of influence and power that you have the ability to bring so many people together through your music?
You know, I think I didn't really realize how big of an influence that I could have on people until I was on the show, because before then I really didn't have a huge platform. But then, like, once I was on the show, I was given this platform, and it really is truly amazing to know that so many people have watched me and been touched by my performances, and even things that I've done since being off the show. The people that have followed me on social media and always have such kind words and, like, comment that, you know, maybe something that I sang helped them through something. And, yeah, I mean, it definitely is a really humbling feeling to know that people actually feel stuff when I sing. But it's weird because I never thought that I would ever get to that point, you know? So, like, I'm kind of just now getting used to that feeling of knowing that, you know, I really do have an impact on some people's lives.
Well, welcome to the music industry, my love. I mean, you've gotten so much love and positive feedback, of course, with the new single, New Lip. From you stepping back from it, how do you think you did with the new single as far as the overall production and also the vocals?
I think the song turned out fabulous, but I mean, this is the first thing I've ever put out, and I'm definitely very, very, very proud of the single. I think, especially for it being the very first thing I did, I was very impressed with the production and everything. I actually used a man named Jason Horde. He's a producer out of Griffin, Georgia, and he's the greatest dude. So sweet, so kind. He's helped me so much, and he's very talented. I mean, he played the majority of the instruments on the track, and he produced everything. So I think I'm very proud of it. I'm pretty excited about the EP that's coming out soon too. He's working on it, and I think it's good.
Well, you know what? One of the things that I find so refreshing about your view from where you see things is that it's all about the music. And for you, I know as time goes by, you'll become even more motivated to make even better music. Right now, where you stand right now, how would you rate yourself as far as, you know what, I want to take that back, not rate. Where do you see yourself at right now as far as being a songwriter, and how far would you eventually like to see yourself get as far as from the creative standpoint, being more transparent through your music?
Mm-hmm. So I definitely feel like I'm decent at songwriting. Every song that's on my EP, I've either written or co-written on, and I also co-wrote on No Lip. So, I mean, I feel like I definitely have the capability, but I would also really love to see myself grow as a songwriter even more. I think if you ever feel like you're at a place where you don't have any room to grow or learn anything, that's a bad place to be. So I just hope that throughout this process, through the people that I meet that, you know, can teach me new things, I hope that I can grow not only as a songwriter but as a performer and just as a person in general. But I definitely feel like there's always room for growth in any aspect.
Without question, I believe that through your journey, and my meaning journey as far as gaining more life experiences, people that you meet, traveling to different cities, different countries, I think it'll help your creative process through your music. So I can only imagine what you are going to become within the next 4 years. And hope the teddy bear is around to see this. I'm praying on it. I'm not going to Oh, yeah, absolutely. And for those who were tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the very super talented Rebecca Howell as we get into No Lip. Can you tell the listeners out there, No Lip, what is the meaning? What's the vibe of the new single?
So basically the vibe of this song is kind of like, I guess it's like I don't take any crap off of anybody, pretty much. it's pretty much just like, you know, when people talk about you or talk even to your face or just rude to you and stuff, it's just kind of like, I'm not taking any lip off of anybody. And pretty much, like, I'm going to do my thing, and I don't care what you think. Pretty, that's the vibe.
So it's written, so it shall be done. Let's get into it. The newest single from the very talented Rebecca Hall with No Lip and Family. She's not taking anything from anybody. Here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by and catch up with her on Twitter and also on Instagram. That's twitter.com/ I am Rebecca Howell, and also Instagram at Rebecca Howell Music. My love, it's definitely been a pleasure to have you on the show. Cannot wait for the new album to come out, and when it's ready like grandma's cookies, even if it's somewhat soft but still warm, send them over here and we will definitely debut it here first. And I got many listeners would like to know, when can we expect some more live performances from you?
And first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on today. And secondly, so I actually have a Facebook music page as well.
Okay,
and
okay.
A lot of my upcoming live stuff, it's like my full name. It's Rebecca Nicole Howell.
Okay.
And I have a lot of upcoming gigs on my Facebook page under events. If you go there, you can find all of our upcoming stuff. And I also will be posting on my Twitter and Instagram as we book things and things that we already have booked pretty soon. So, but our most recent thing that we'll be doing is at Growler USA. It's a brewery in Warner Robins, Georgia, August the 17th. And we will be there from 7 to 10. Playing a live acoustic set.
I love it when a plan comes together. Whatever you need, look at LOTL Radio as your home away from home. Much continued success and strive for greatness, my love.
Well, thank you so much.
God bless. The very talented Rebecca Howell here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Remember, family, get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Get by there. I don't care if you get here, but just get here when you can. Going to take a little quick 2 and 2. Again, you know, got to pay some bills, pay the cost to be the boss. Ray Goodman and Brown, a penny for your thoughts here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Love you. how you can open your eyes now. Look around, look around. You know where we at?
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to do something special for date night. I wanted to like take you back to where it all began. You know, when you first fell in love with me. You know what I'm saying? You can laugh. That's supposed to be a joke. I remember like yesterday. Yesterday.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Radio Rodney on Washington, D.C.'s number one station for hip hop and R&B. Once again, rocking with Devon, heating up the summer with that baby making music. This is his brand new single, What It Feels Like. Make sure y'all turn up your radios.
Hi, I'm Maxie of the Mary Jane Girls, and I just want to let the chocolate teddy bear know you can be my teddy bear at LOTL Radio, the rebirth of the quiet storm.
official right now. You. In 4 minutes or less. You. We gonna crown all of them right now. Dedicate my mama, your mama. You. And you. Your baby's mama, my mama. Dedicate you. Wife. You. If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to them. Say, dedicate. You are appreciated.
To take the carrying burden, a child.
Thank you.
And the way you play dumb, even when we live in real fast. And even as a single parent, mama, you still hold it down somehow.
Thank
you, make them ends meet somehow.
Thank you, mama.
I appreciate your strength.
Thank you.
Never bite your lip to say what's on your mind.
Thank you.
A lady in the street and a freak when it's bedroom.
Lost in you, I can't say it's all that wide of me. did well without your hand in mine. Never could tell you what you meant to me. Cause we are too alike. My reflection was way more bright than
actually just about finished with his new album, and right now he currently has a single out featuring Eric Robertson called Don't Give Up on Love, so that's available as we speak. 3:43 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Teddy Bear will be vibing in the zone tomorrow live once again, 1 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, as we welcome an equally talented songstress, and she goes by the name of Sky Verbs. New single hit right. Yeah, looking forward to having that very talented young lady on the show tomorrow afternoon. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, be sure to catch up with the Teddy Bear on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/ LOTL Radio The Zone. Also on Twitter at LOTL Radio. And last but not least, Facebook, Facebook.com/ LOTL Radio The Zone. And for those who missed the interview, shame on you, but the Teddy Bear has so much cuddly love for you. We got you covered. All you have to do is pull up that app on that cellular phone. Yeah, since we're in a digital age, pull up iHeartRadio, type in LOTL The Zone. Also on Podbean, Apple, TuneIn, iTunes, Spotify. We're there. I seen the need. I was here to fulfill and provide all those needs with some Brave Williams with Road Tripping here in the zone of LOTL.
Yeah. this ass all over this lover. Hot sweating, legs up on the dash, foot on the pedal. Keep it together, keep it together, keep it together. You don't wanna see them life, boy. Triple X like we strike, boy. I can ride around all night. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Not too fast, slow down. I'm about to go down. Level in your zone out. Riding with my top down. My top down. Music cloud. Windows up. When we fuck, watch this ass come out of these sevens.
Michael Price.
Can't on the glass. Try to touch me. Come sit in my section. Sit in my section. Pulling all on your necktie. Feeling your thighs on my thighs. I can ride around all night. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Got a full tank, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Money in the bank, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Tell them we come in. Tell them we got. Sipping on my ties, breaking, but it ain't no red lights. Booty in the air like a skyline. Beta, beta, like we on Lifetime. Pedestrians looking through the window. Locked out of heaven, like grown out. But don't stop, we just on the intro. Lips so soft, like a pillow. Got me shaking like we did a drive-by. Killed the cat, but she got nine lives. Got up off the car, taking long strides. Damn, you did that high five. Now everybody waiting on me. But you done had me coming since three. Baby, you the best I look. You the best styling. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Got a full tank, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Money in the bank, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Tell them we come in. Tell them we got.
She dropped the bomb on me.
Lord have mercy. Carl Thomas. I wish. Here is Alan of LOTO Radio. Well, as always, it's definitely been a very beautiful chocolate experience. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativities. I want everyone to have a fantabulous and very soft-spoken and very chillax evening. Until we meet again tomorrow afternoon, same time, same teddy bear channel. Gonna leave you with some Carvin Winans from his new album, In the Softest Way, featuring Kenny G, here in the zone of LOTO.
I know you'll always take my hand. If I reach for you, your love is the perfect guide. When I trust in you, I know you never let me down, 'cause you never do. You keep me warm, you make me smile every day in the softest way. I love the way you dream with me, that special touch. It really means a lot to me that you care so much. Forevermore my heart is yours, that's all I need to keep me warm, to make me smile every day. Talk to me, it soothes my soul. The walk that you walk with me makes me feel whole. All that I seem to need, I find in you, and it keeps me warm, it makes me smile.